Welcome to Hooli's Hooli. We're coming to you live for the first time from Fitzgerald's nightclub in Berwyn, Illinois. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. The Larkin and Moran brothers are here. And now let's hear a big round of applause for Bill and Patty Houlihan.
Yeah.
Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM, WSBC, broadcasting live for the first time at Fitzgerald's nightclub. Bud Kerwin's our announcer. Thank you, Bud.
That's the first. Very exciting to be here.
Oh, there he is.
There we go. Bud, we're introducing Bud as our announcer now on the show. He's an old pal of ours. Bud, how long have we known each other?
20 years.
Bud also has the name Sylvester. It's his real name. Sylvester Bud Kerwin, everybody.
I go by Bud. It's much easier.
All right, Bud. Well, thank you, Bud, for the great intro. This is our first installment at Fitzgerald's Nightclub in Berwyn.
Want
to give
exciting.
A big shout out to them and thank them. Tonight's show does have the Larkin and Moran brothers, and we're very excited to have them. So welcome. Bill, we had a pretty good week. Last Sunday night, we were over at Rick Hogan's show on WGN.
Yeah, what an honor to be there and talk to a radio legend in the Chicagoland community.
Yeah,
he was very. He kind of let us do what we wanted. It was fun.
It was free form and sort of the way that this show normally goes. Pretty excited to be at Fitzgerald's. This is a legendary club. The first time I was ever at Fitzgerald's was I would first started dating my wife Haley.
Yeah.
And as you well know, Haley's dad is a local rock and roll guy.
Sure.
That's Cliff Johnson of Off Broadway. I did not know. Hey, round of applause for Off Broadway. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't know this at the time, you know, when I first started dating her, she was like, my dad's playing at Fitzgerald's. I thought it was going to be something, you know, I didn't know what to expect.
You didn't know about Off Broadway.
No, right? I didn't know he was going to be licking his palms and jumping on the stage and doing backflips.
Yeah.
What an amazing talent. So that was one of my first sort of experiences here at Fitzgerald's, aside from watching The Color of Money, which is Fitzgerald's is very famous for our radio listeners for... famous location in lots of major motion pictures and television shows.
Yeah, absolutely. A League of Their Own.
Yep, Adventures in Babysitting.
The Express.
Color of Money, that's when Eddie gives Cruz a Bela Bushka, I believe.
Famous Bela Bushka.
I believe the Bodines are playing in the background. Pretty cool scene there. So excited to be here in Berwyn. We have a friend in Berwyn and Brendan O'Connor down at Big Guy Sausage. Want to give Brendan a shout out. If you're ever on the strip here and you're at a show at Fitzgerald's, go down to Big Guy's, get yourself a hamburger. Another shout out to the bartenders here at Fitzgerald's, Isaac and Marcus. Make sure you take care of Isaac and Marcus tonight.
Always tip your bartenders.
Yeah. Getting prepared for the show, I came over here. I was in the gas station on the way here. I had to get a notebook, you know?
Yeah.
And I walk in and I said, let me get a pack of, you know, Marlboro Lights. I need a pack of smokes too. And I said, you have a notebook? I need a notebook. And he goes, Ryan Gosling? I said, No. A notebook. You ever see the movie The Notebook with Ryan Gosling?
Oh, yeah.
He kept thinking that I wanted a DVD of The Notebook.
Come on.
Yeah, he goes, I have a DVD of Notebook, but I have no paper to write on.
Oh, wow. Those must be big sellers at the Amoco, huh?
Yeah, well, late at night, the girls want The Notebook, you know? I just wanted something to write down to make sure that I had the names of the Larkin and Moran brothers right. So it is going to be Dan Larkin on guitar and Neil Sullivan on fiddle, Terry Moran on banjo and tin whistle, and Mike Larkin on backup guitar, I guess. And, there you go. We're excited to have them. Bud, how have you been? You can get up on that microphone again. We're going to pick on you a little bit here.
Doing great, boys. Just excited to be here.
It is exciting to have an announcer. When I first envisioned having an announcer for the show, I thought of Alan Coulter, of David Letterman.
You know, I think as the show progresses, I think we can take it. I'm not Big Red, but I'll do my best to get weird.
Try to get a little over the top.
Just end the show with wear underwear
exactly.
or something like that.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, I like that. That's good. Bill, any news on your front? We have Gaelic Fest or Irish Fest is coming up.
Irish Fest is coming up next weekend, Memorial Day weekend at Gaelic Park. The Larkin and Moran brothers, who are here tonight, will be one of the featured musicians there. They're going to be playing, I think they told me, what was it, Monday? No, Saturday and Monday?
Yep.
So if you're up there at Gaelic Park on 159th, go check out the Larkin and Moran brothers, but you can hear them here live first on the radio.
Right. For our listening audience, it is Thursday night that we record live at Fitzgerald's. I enjoy you, invite you all to come out to the show here. It starts at 7:30 tonight. We had a little bit of we had to figure out the lay of the land here.
So
we're doing a little bit of a late start. Yeah, it's like when you move, you know. I want to thank again the people at Goldie's who are very sweet to us and encouraging to us for the last few months. Mike Sullivan, shout out to you. Goldie Burgers never had a bad one. I think when we come back after a commercial break, Bud, you want to lead us into a commercial break here?
There it is.
The Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM is presented by Fitzgerald's and Hibernian Transmedia. We will return after these short messages.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back, WSBC 1240 AM. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. It's Saturday night, but for you ready listeners, it's Thursday, and we're recording.
It's Thursday night.
It is Thursday, yeah, that's right. And we're recording live here at Fitzgerald's Nightclub in Berwyn, a legendary spot. For those of you that don't know, Fitzgerald's is located at 6615 Roosevelt Road, Berwyn, Illinois. So if you get a chance, you know, you can go to their website. It's tremendous, all the great bands that come here.
What do we have coming up at Fitzgerald's this week?
I'm going to take that look right now. And the calendar at Fitzgerald's this week is...
Aside from this show.
Aside from us, I don't know. I'm getting to it.
There you go. It's Blues Day Tuesday.
Blues Day Tuesday with Tom Marker. That's the first Tuesday of every month. Go check that out.
That's Tom Marker of WXRT, letting people know that.
Tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night. It'll be Saturday now that we're broadcasting. But Saturday night, they have the Bono Brothers Band with Jack Straw.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Bonacorsi and the guys from the old Freddie Jones Band crew, some of them.
And then there's the 24th Street Wailers, and they're going to be playing in the sidebar.
Yep.
And then Sunday, Bill O'Connell's Chicago Skyliners plus Bloom High School Jazz Band. Now, that's pretty cool if you ever get a chance to come up here on a Sunday night and check out the old swing jazz stuff. It's very awesome.
Cool. Right on.
So I encourage all of our listeners to go check that out.
That's right. All right. So let's invite the Larkin and Moran brothers to the stage here and pick their brain for a little while. It's going to be Dan Larkin and Neil Sullivan and Terry Moran and Mike Larkin. They're going to come up here. Guys, you can just get up on the microphone. Yeah, round of applause, everybody. Thank you.
And while these guys are getting set up, let me ask, how was your week, Pat?
My week was great. You know, I do work at Payline Data. Shout out to Payline Data. I just burped on the air.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. It's all that good beer from Fitzgerald's. Payline Data is the hottest merchant provider in all of the world.
Okay.
So shout out to them. Here they are, the Larkin and Moran brothers. Dan Larkin on guitar. Dan, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Neil Sullivan on the fiddle. Neil?
Howdy.
We got Terry Moran on banjo and tin whistle.
How you doing?
And then Mike Larkin on guitar.
How you doing?
There we go. Gentlemen, how long have the Larkin and Moran brothers been formed a group and sort of joined alliances? I presume that it started out as one end of the group was the Larkin brothers and the Moran brothers were another end. And then
well, it actually started the Larkin brothers and Terry Moran. So
okay.
Three of the four original guys are up here.
All right.
It was probably started. We had our first paying gig on March 1st, 1996. So we're going in to our 20th year right now.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Cool. You're almost legally old enough to drink. One more year.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Well, I think Terry was, I don't even think Terry was 21 yet, were you? I think you were 21.
I just turned 21. Yeah, so yeah. It was kind of fun. You know, you walk into a pub and here's some money to play all your fun songs.
Sure.
There's a lot of Jameson and Guinness.
Yeah.
You know?
Now,
intriguing.
Now, as far as traditional Irish music goes, you guys do play some of that, but did you guys start out playing traditional Irish music, or was it sort of like a rock and roll bit first?
No. It was more, it was a lot of the Clancy Brothers, Tommy Makem, Dubliners, and they're on, but it was just a reason to get together, have a couple of drinks, and we said, hey, yeah, we could do this.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, the way we got our first gig was that Mike was at a Gaelic park watching Velvet Green, and he still exists. It's Joe Cullen.
Sure.
And he was, I said, what is it?
Joe Cullen,
yeah. And he was playing up there, and Mike pestered him to sing a song, so he went up there and sang a song, and some lady said, are you in a band? He goes, I am.
I am now.
I seen the door open, and I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what's the name of your band? And I'm like, lack of creativity. I'm like, we're the Larkin Brothers.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, it's like this show, the Hooli's Hooli. Yeah. Now, let me ask you guys. You guys are Southsiders, correct? Is that correct?
Correct.
Yep. Yeah. Where in the South Side are you guys from? Round of applause for the South Side.
Yeah.
We got a couple Southsiders in the room tonight. Well, where on the South Side are you guys from?
Mount Greenwood.
Yep. Mount Greasewood. Also
you
known
got it.
As cool. St. Christina's, is that where you guys grew up?
Queen of Martyrs.
Okay, just as well. All right, so we're going to play a couple songs tonight.
First of all, I want to ask, what high school did you guys go to?
St. Rita.
Rita?
Brother Ice.
Brother Ice?
Oh, all over the place. Okay, cool. Well, we're Carmel guys.
So we got and we got a fun guy sitting next to us with Bud Kerwin, so we got almost half the Catholic League represented on this.
Catholic League Blue.
All right,
except
cool.
Except our fiddle player. Where'd you go to, Neil?
Glenbrook North, up on the north side.
Oh, all right. I believe they shot Ferris Bueller's Day Off there, so, you know, you guys know how to party, too. Yeah, they get a boo. All right, now we're going to do a number. What's this first number you guys are going to do called?
We're going to do a Luca Bloom song called Couldn't Come at a Better Time, and it's going to go into a tune.
All right, cool. This is the Larkin and Moran Brothers.
This place we've come to, we don't know what to say. We long to see each other, kind of frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place, you took me in the hill. We're so good for each other that I know we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. We had 500 questions between you and me. You look into my eyes, my love, tell me what you see. Is it something you're not sure of? Is it something true and fine? Or is it just another case for the right face, the wrong time? You couldn't have come at a better time. Come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Since we were first together, the lakeside sky so blue. We were so good for each other. Me and you and me and you and me and you and me and you. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Not if you tried. Oh no, not if you tried. Oh no, not if you
Brothers, you're listening to the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM WSBC. It's Saturday night for our radio listeners, and it's Thursday night for our audience here at Fitzgerald's, the legendary Fitzgerald's nightclub located at 6615 Roosevelt Road. I invite all of our listeners to come out next Thursday night to see Bohola, and we'll be starting promptly at 7:30. Bud, how about that? Can you talk now?
I'm currently mic'less.
Oh, you're mic'less? Here, you can
share
my mic.
Oh, you're going to throw Bud in here?
Want to use mine?
Here he comes.
Here I come creeping in. Yeah, that's going to be an awesome show.
It is. Bud, how did you, you're an old pal of ours as a producing partner, and we have invited you to come and be our announcer. How did you get into the, this is something that you do for a living.
Yeah, I'm a voiceover actor, and you can check out my stuff at budkerwinvo.com. How about that for a free plug?
There you go, yeah. Absolutely.
I learned that from Mike Houlihan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking about it. I've probably known you guys for almost 25 years.
Yeah.
Because you guys are buddies with...
Your older sister was my babysitter. Sarah was one of my babysitters.
I don't know about all that.
So it's been a long time.
I do remember when we were growing up, you had a crappy, like, sort of Caprice Classic, like, all beat up, and your license plate, your grandmother's name was Mary Jane, so the license plate said Mar Jane on it, right?
Yeah, so by the time I got the car, it's a 76 Monte Carlo, and the driver's side door didn't work, so I had to Dukes of Hazzard my way in to get in the car. And when she had it, it was Marjane, and, you know, it was totally innocent because she was like a 78-year-old lady. And when I got it, I slapped Grateful Dead stickers all over it. And
I
got pulled over constantly. Leaving Fenwick, I would get pulled over. All right, where's the weed? Yeah. I don't have any.
Well, now it's illegal.
I'm on my way to get some.
Yeah. The good thing about weed is that it's green, so we can promote it on our show, right?
I don't know.
All right, well, Bud, why don't you take us into another commercial break here as our announcer?
The Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM is presented by Fitzgerald's and Hibernian Transmedia. We'll return shortly after these messages.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 23 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 708-436-0011 or visit them online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
Welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli. We're coming to you live from the legendary Fitzgerald's Nightclub. Boys, take it away.
Thank you, Bud. Okay, we're here with the Larkin and Moran brothers. We're excited to have them. Gentlemen, we're going to do another number tonight. What number are we going to do here?
Well, who's the guy whose father-in-law is Cliff Johnson?
Mine.
That would be Patty.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I know the song well.
He's got it on his phone.
It's on my phone. I played for the late, great Pat Cronin at St. Rita.
Yeah.
So late 70s.
Yeah.
The locker room was full of off-Broadway.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the Mr. Moon was the song. And then he came, and I think they actually did a concert for a walkathon that year, later in the year at St. Rita.
So, oh, wow. Yeah. Was that U.S. Girls you were just about to play for?
No. Mr. Moon.
Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Mr. Moon.
Yeah, sure. My wife's in the audience. She could sing every word of that. Shout out to my wife, Haley Johnson. Julian, how are you, hon? I love you.
Hello.
All right.
And I love the fact that Steve Dahl credits him for being the guy who gave him the Cliff voice.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing
over there?
Over by there.
Yeah, sure. All right, well, gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
What's this number going to be? No, I love it.
We're going to do a song called The Greenland Whale Fisheries. Great old Irish song.
All right, this is the Larkin and Moran Brothers.
Right, you're second. Okay, yeah. I will not screw it up.
March 146, marshy 18th day. We hoisted our colors to the top of the mast, and for Greenland sail away, brave boys, and for Greenland sail away.
The lookout in the cross tree stood with a spyglass in his hand. There's a whale, and a whale fish, he cried.
And she blows at every span, brave boys. And she blows at every span.
The captain stood on the quarter deck. The ice was in his eye. Overhaul, overhaul, let your jib sheets fall.
And you push your boats to sea, brave boys. And you push your boats to sea.
The harpoon struck and the line played out with a single flourish of his tail. He capsized a boat and we lost five men.
And we did not catch that whale, brave boys. And we did not catch that whale.
Oh.
the losing of those five jolly men. It grieved the captain sore, but the losing of that fine whale fish, now it grieved him 10 times more. Brave boys, now it grieved him 10 times more.
Greenland is a barren land, a land that bears no green, where there's ice and snow and the whale fishes blow,
and the daylight seldom see. Brave boys, and the daylight seldom see. In 1846, a marshy 18th day, we hoisted our colors to the top of the mast, and for Greenland sail away, brave boys, and for Greenland sail away.
Larkin and Moran Brothers, 1240 AM WSBC. Want to remind our radio listeners that we are live at Fitzgerald's every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. in the sidebar. Please come out and join us. Fitzgerald's is located at 6615 Roosevelt Road. Bill, I see that you're looking at an article
here. Oh, man. So the last 2 days, I've been listening to, because I do a lot of driving for work.
Yeah.
And I listen to the sports radio, and I flip back and forth from the score and ESPN because I get sick of listening to one guy and the other. But and I got to throw a shout out to Tom Waddle because it was pretty funny. He does he does Waddle's World on his show.
Yeah.
Some guy gave his father-in-law an atomic wedgie and killed him.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? I mean, this is a true story.
Yeah.
So I'm not. I mean,
this is something that would have happened in the Rita locker room, right, Larkin and Moran Bros?
Yeah.
Back in the 70s, listening to off Broadway.
Yeah, exactly.
You would have been one of the players. Maybe wanted to give Pat Cronin one of those after made him run too many gassers or something. But apparently, this guy named Brad Davis, his father-in-law had been tormenting him for years. Apparently,
sure.
And then he was getting divorced. The father-in-law was getting divorced from the mother-in-law, who obviously Brad Davis loved very much.
Yeah, yeah.
And some insults were thrown, and it was atomic wedgie time.
Yeah. Let's go over what an atomic wedgie is for those of our listeners who don't know that.
It's when you rip the underwear from the elastic band, and then it goes over your head.
Right.
I mean, first of all, the underwear, if you can get up to the head with the underwear, that's impressive.
Yeah, you but got some big underwear, man.
Normally it rips beforehand.
Yeah.
Apparently, this guy, his attorney says he didn't know that he strangled the guy with the elastic band.
Sure,
so, I mean, can you imagine the anger behind that? I mean, that's one serious wedgie.
That's mean. There's a wedgie, what do you call a wedgie in reverse? I forget the name of that. That's going to kill me now.
I don't know. Sounds like a good name for a band.
I think it was a veggie, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was called a Melvin or something like that. I can't remember what it was called. All right.
So it's a true story. If anybody asks you, has anyone ever been killed from an atomic wedgie?
Yes.
It happened. Yes. And it happened in Oklahoma.
Of course it happened in Oklahoma.
And it was at a trailer park.
So yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to say any disrespect towards the people who might live in a trailer, but...
Yeah, we want them to listen to our show.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you one thing. If I'm in a trailer someday and some guy's trying to give me an atomic wedgie, I'm running.
Yeah.
So, because that's a deathly atomic wedgie, apparently, in Oklahoma. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Larkin and Moran Brothers, great number there last time. Now, what do you guys got coming up? You got Gaelic Park coming up, right? You're going to be doing Irish Fest.
Yeah, we're doing Irish Fest, and then we're doing Holy Redeemer Fest, a great Southside parish.
Yep.
And then the Irish American Heritage Center will be there later in the year.
Oh, is that when they do? Around the 4th
of July?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun time. I've been to that a few times. I don't remember being too sober for those events, but it is a great
time. It's usually really hot.
Yeah, it is. And you guys play it. They put the, is it indoors now or is it still outdoors?
And
it's everywhere, right?
All three floors and outside.
What do they call that? It's not Irish. Because Gaelic Park has their Irish
Fest. Heritage Fest. Yeah.
Heritage Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do another number. What do you guys say?
Sure. We're going to sing a song off the latest CD called Ishtigi.
Yep.
And Ishtigi is an Irish word that means listen.
Where can
it's also a German word that means Hogan's Malone. No. It's a Jolly Beggar Man. Mike needs his banjo. Sorry.
Where can our radio listeners find this new CD, guys?
You can find it on iTunes. You can any show we're at. There's a few places like some of the Irish shops, like the one up at Long Grove.
Sure.
Patty on the Square.
Yep. Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And
then, so when you're in the neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one in the neighborhood, too. Oh, this neighborhood?
Yeah, I believe they used to sell...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The one, I think in Long Grove, I don't know. They used to sell hooliganism, I believe, there.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That's the book by Mike Houlihan. A little plug there.
All right. So this is the Larkin and Moran Brothers. You're on 1240 AM, WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hooli.
Of a jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plain. He came into a farmer's door, lodging for the game. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says, "He is a handsome man, I pray you let him in." We'll go tomorrow roving, a roving in the night. We'll go tomorrow roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go tomorrow roving. Farmer daughter, she came down the bullet kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms, into the bed he ran. "Kind sir," she says, "be easy now, you waken our good man." We'll go tomorrow roving, a roving in the night. We'll go tomorrow roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go tomorrow roving. He took the daughter in his arms, into the bed he ran. "Kind sir," she says, "be easy now, you waken our good man." Well, that beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go tomorrow roving, a roving in the night. We'll go tomorrow roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go tomorrow roving. No, you are no beggar, you are some handsome man. For you have stole my maidenhead, and I am quite undone. I am a lord, I am a squire, beggars they be one. But beggars they be robbers also, you are quite undone. We'll go tomorrow roving, a roving in the night. We'll go tomorrow roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go tomorrow roving. She took the beggar in her hands and threw it at the wall. Said, "Go ye with your beggar man, my maidenhead and all." We'll go no more roving, a roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more roving, a roving in the night. We'll go no more roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more roving.
Thank you.
The Larkin and Moran Brothers. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM. First show at Fitzgerald's. It's a quiet one. It's going to take some time to build up some steam here. Like that. Look at that shout out.
Yeah. The make Bulls sure, are currently getting their butt kicked.
Make sure you take care of your bartender, Isaac and Marcus, tonight. Round of applause for those guys while we're doing the show. There you go. Bill?
Yeah?
Are you having fun?
I am having fun. I'm having a great time.
All right, that's important. Bud, are you enjoying yourself?
Having a blast.
Good. I like that. Bud, let's go to a quick commercial break, okay? So we'll be back after these short messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. 15 members of the family still work together every day. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. They're price competitive, and you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your garbage is our bread and butter. Call Brian Flood today at 773-626-5800 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
Welcome back to the Hoolies Hoolie on 1240 AM. It's brought to you by the Napleton Auto Group and Tom Gorman Personal Injury. Boys, take it away.
Thank you, bud. Bill, we're having fun here at Fitzgerald's. It's our first show at Fitzgerald's. You have a little information about the Gaelic Park Irish Fest you want to share with our listeners
tonight? Yeah, I know. I said earlier I needed to correct myself. Gaelic Park's located at 6119 West 147th Street in Oak Forest. And the Irish Fest, Gaelic Park Irish Fest, runs from May 22nd through the 25th.
Yeah.
It's a great event. I remember going up there when we were in college.
Getting in a fight.
Wow, no, we don't want the radio listeners to hear that kind
of
stuff.
Why? That's fine. I mean, it's part of what happened. Every time I ever went to that when I was in college, I got into a fight. I think it was probably part of a rite of passage. But I don't know, for some odd reason, we used to go out there with Steve Fleming.
Yeah, sure.
And he like lived right over there. And he was like, yeah, dude, we got to cut through the woods. We can hop the fence and get away with not paying cover or something
like
that.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
And every time we did it, like somewhere in the middle of the woods, there was like another crew of dudes that were like, well, who are you guys? You know, like it was like a standoff of who was more Irish, and then you just beat the hell out of each other.
I never got punched. And, I don't know, nothing, that never happened to me.
I lost my Nautica watch. I was so mad about it.
Yeah, you were?
Yeah, I do remember that. That's the only thing, and I remember that I got the crap kicked out of me as well.
Was that what we were there? It was always Sunday night, was like the big, huge band. Was it Black 47?
Yeah, Black 47 would play. Maybe, that was like pre Dropkick Murphys, but it was that kind of crowd, you know? It was like the guys who were wearing like black Doc Martens and, you know, little patty hats like what you got on there, and
only they were about 50 to 60 pounds heavier and stronger than you were.
Yeah, right? They all looked like Ed Norton from American History X, you know? They're like, all right, just kill me. hey, if you like that kind of thing, I mean, I'm sure the people from Irish Fest will love that plug, you know?
Yeah, right, thanks.
Come on out for that.
No, Irish Fest is a great time. There's a lot of family events that go on during the day. It's a four-day, it's the 28th anniversary.
Yeah.
So you can buy your passes online. You can get them for a sale price for $28. And you can go to carnivalticketsnow.com to check that out. There's a link also, too, if you want to go to just gaelicpark.com, check that out.
All right.
Irish Fest, I encourage everyone to go. Chicago Gaelic Park, irishfest.org. There's so many bands playing.
Yeah, it's
so
ridiculous.
You know, I mean, if you got something to do, or you don't have anything to do, get up there.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of fun.
Support the community. Absolutely.
I want to remind our audience, our listening audience out on the airwaves, that we are live at Fitzgerald's. I encourage all of you to come out and see this show live. If you've never been to Fitzgerald's nightclub here in Berwyn, you're missing out. It's a gem, as Rick Kogan said the other night on WGN. He's got that low thing. He has a way of everybody sounding like they're the greatest people that ever walked the earth.
Yeah, he's good.
So that was pretty cool to be on his show. And yeah, come out to Fitzgerald's. Great place. Lots of cool things to look at aside from listening to all the great bands that are here. And it's a very homely and family atmosphere with Bill and Kate Fitzgerald as your host.
Sure.
So come on out, introduce yourself, and have a ball. Guys, Larkin and Moran Brothers, want to thank you guys for being on the show again.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. We're going to do another number, huh?
Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely. What's we're going to actually do a song. It was original. It was it's called Waiting on a Pint.
Yep.
And it was written about doing an addition, actually.
An addition on a home?
If anyone, yeah, if anyone's done
so
an
so it's
addition,
not about a slow bartender?
So it no, really no, is. No, no.
It isn't.
Not yeah. at all. Yeah. But it could go both ways at this point, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's about as Irish as it gets, is putting oh, on yeah. an addition, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
With any wood paneling involved in that? I remember Dennis Leary used to
it
do
was,
a whole stand-up
yeah, a quarter of the way up. It was Wayne's
yeah.
coating.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right, so this is the Larkin and Moran brothers with Waiting on a Pint.
Waiting on a pint, pour it slow. I got no place to go. Take your time and make it right. I'm just waiting on a well-deserved pint. Stacking bricks and pulling wire. A roof all day, my neck's on fire. Pouring concrete in the afternoon sun. Too many days until the work is done. Waiting on a pint, pour it slow. I got all night, nowhere to go. Take your time and make it right. I'm just waiting on a well-deserved pint. Pulling permits for the demolition. Need a license for the excavation. Shifting lumber, no time for grub. But I'll be singing when I reach the pub. Waiting on a pint, pour it slow. I got all night, nowhere to go. Take your time and make it right. I'm just waiting on a well-deserved pint.
There's nothing more that I have to say. I take my time each night and day. Take your time and make it right. I'm just waiting for a pint.
The job's complete, but first things first. Time to work on this building thirst. And when I get home, it won't be long. In my castle, I'll sing my song. Waiting on a pint, pour it slow. I got all night, nowhere to go. Take your time and make it right. I'm just waiting on a well-deserved pint. Waiting on a pint, pour it slow. I got all night, nowhere to go. Take your time and make it right. I'm just waiting on a well-deserved pint. I'm just waiting on a well-deserved pint. I'm just waiting on a well-deserved pint.
Yeah. Waiting on a pint.
12:40
a.m. WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We are live at Fitzgerald's. Waiting on a pint. You know, I attended bar for a long time. And did you guys ever attend bar? Any of you guys?
No. No. Oh, no, we have. We have. We have a couple of times after they closed and the guy
yeah.
went home.
Yeah.
Oh, you stopped behind the bar?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, that's good. I like that. Yeah, so waiting on a pint. The pint of Guinness. Bill, how do you do your Guinness? 2 or 3 part pour?
I do the 2-point pour.
2-point pour. Marcus, how do you do your Guinness? Two?
Third of the way up. 2/3 of the way up.
Okay, it was a 2-point pour.
See, I was always taught to do a two-way, you know, the 2-part by okay. the guy who came in from Guinness. So, I don't know. And you're always going to have to wait on a Guinness. That's part of the deal. Yeah. Larkin and Moran Brothers, it's been a lot of fun so far. what is the? You guys have played some wild shows, I presume, as a tight knit group. A lot of like political fundraisers you guys get booked to do. I've seen you guys at Bourbon Street a couple times, I think.
Yep. We've done political fundraisers. We've done from getting flown out to Vegas for a show to doing a Canaryville show that was.
You did a Canaryville show.
Wait, time out. No. We had the Vegas show. That was up here, and then we had the Canaryville show. Oh. Now it was. I don't know if I can say.
No. We can bleep it.
It was. So it went Vegas up alive. Here, and then the bottom was Joe's annual face fest in Canaryville.
Oh, nice. I like that. Where did that
made apple pie, right?
Oh yeah.
Where was that located? Was that on like a block party or something?
Yeah.
44th and
Wallace or something.
Yeah, 44th and Wallace.
And like, were they? That's cool. Were they like raising money for anything, or just like?
No. It was like, it was like three families, three generations that lived in three houses right next to each other.
And they were all married to each other.
Yes.
Oh boy. Oh, that is Canaryville.
That was horrible.
We
will never
people.
Play there again. What are you doing?
Hey, we can't knock Canaryville that much.
I mean, our
grandpa grew up on Root Street, so that's right there in that neighborhood.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah. Very true. Man, I got to get out to that fest. That sounds like a good time.
Oh, did you hear that?
They
say there was an underground river that runs from Canaryville to Mount Greenwood.
I believe they built a dam sometime in the 80s, though.
Yeah.
Right around the time we got curbs and alleys.
Hey, you're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. We are live at Fitzgerald's. Fitzgerald's is located at 6615 Roosevelt Road. What's going on tonight at Fitzgerald's in the sidebar, Bill? Do you had it pulled up here?
No, it's just us, man.
No, not tonight. I'm talking about Saturday night for our listeners listening.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Saturday night here at Fitzgerald's. Boy, you're kind of putting me on the spot here because I lost my, I had the calendar up and I kind of lost it. Saturday night, you have Bono Brothers with Jack Straw.
Yeah, man, that's a good one. They're not in the side, brother. I think they're out in the actual...
No, it's $10. They're going to be on the main floor.
Okay. Yeah, go see the Bono Brothers, the Jimmy Bono Corsi, and all those guys from Freddie Jones Band. That's a good time.
Always a good time.
Knowing those guys well. You can go to Alpine earlier in the day and get yourself a beautiful sub. That's a plug for Alpine, and see one of the Bono Brothers, and then they'll come over and serenade the audience here at Fitzgerald.
Yeah, play a little bit of Fish, some Dead, some Clapton, some Allman Brothers.
Yeah, they're a fun
and
time.
More.
Yeah. All right, cool. Bill, let's do a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we'll have a little bit more of the Larkin and Moran Brothers.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Come into my office, Mr. Finnegan. How can I help you?
Doctor, you gotta help me. I'm having panic attacks, terrible anxiety.
You just need some hooliganism.
Hooliganism? What is that, some new medicine?
It's an elixir for what ails you, Mr. Finnegan.
Is it a pill? Do you swallow it?
It'll relax you. Rick Hogan of WGN says it oozes Chicago. He also says it's fantastic.
But what the heck is it?
It's the new book by Mike Houlihan. Everyone's talking about it. Frank West of the Irish American News says it's filled with human warmth and you should read it when you need a good laugh.
Hooliganism, the book. Hey, my wife said you were a doctor.
I am a doctor, and hooliganism is my prescription. The New World said Southsiders are ranking up with the Book of Kells.
What about my irregularity?
Read Hooliganism. You'll find it very moving.
Hey, you're not a doctor.
I'm a psychiatrist, Mr. Finnegan, and I can tell what you need is a nice dose of hooliganism.
But my wife said you had her undressed and you examined her.
Yes, she appears to be very healthy, Mr. Finnegan. Oh, nurse.
Hooliganism is the new book by Mike Houlihan. You can purchase it online at www.mikehoulihan.com or at any of Chicago's finer Irish gift shops.
Nurse, will the doctor be giving me a prescription for hooliganism?
Do you have insurance, Mr. Finnegan?
I've been hooliganed.
Welcome back to the Hoolies Hooli on 1240 AM. We're brought to you by Hibernian Transmedia and the Napleton Auto Group. Tune in next week or come down to Fitzgerald's. We got Bahola with Jimmy Keene and Pat Broaders. Now back to Bill and Patty Houlihan.
Thank you, bud. Round of applause for our new announcer, Bud Kerwin, everybody. He's going to be announcer at Fitzgerald's Nightclub here now that we have the show here. Bahola is a great group. I encourage everybody to come out next week and see Pat Broaders and Jimmy those Keen. Guys and Jimmy Keene. Yeah,
you're
great
the squeeze box.
You got the
bit.
Squeeze box, man. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I want to thank the Larkin and Moran brothers for being on the program tonight. It's been a treat to have you here. The Larkin and Moran brothers, again, are Dan Larkin, Neil Sullivan, Terry Moran, and Mike Larkin. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Are we going to do another number? We're going to do one to go out. We're going to go out on this one. So,
you guys got any plugs? Plug some upcoming gigs that you guys got going on.
Well, we got the Gaelic Park one, we have...
Memorial Weekend.
And Memorial Day Weekend, and then we also have Holy Redeemer Fest in June, and then we have Irish American Heritage Center in July. And then later in the year, we got a bunch of other fests going on. We also are going to be doing a benefit again this year. It's in remembrance of Mike Murphy, who was in the band who died in 2008.
Yeah.
It's called Murph's Gift of Music, November 7th.
Cool. And also,
hey, and if you want to check out the
CelticRatPack.com.
There it is. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah,
is that your website? Do you guys
it is.
CelticRatPack.com. Yeah. So if anybody.
The Vegas story ties in with that.
There you
one.
Go. So if any of our radio listeners want to book you guys for a private event, they can go to that webpage and get a hold of you guys.
Yes. It's on there. You can get the number to call, which. Basically, it's my number.
That's fine.
It's on there, so.
All right.
This is a song called Rosie's Place. Now, we were talking earlier about Clancy's Pizza in Oakland.
And sure.
Rosie's is a couple blocks away. It's a place on Great Euros. Yes, exactly.
Great Euros. Right.
And it was an early stopping haunt of the band. As we would come home, we'd always stop at Rosie's Place.
Nice. Get a gyro.
And it also, there's a verse in it that remembers a fight we had, because you guys were talking about fights earlier.
Yeah.
In the parking lot of Joe Bailey's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's going way back. I remember
the
Joe
weekend,
Bailey's.
The, new one. The weekend after 9/11. So there we go.
Wow.
The entire parking lot.
Is down. The rat race is over. It's time to pack up and be off on the way. A nip and some stout. I've seen the Wild Rover. We'll play until dawn and pack up again. And then it's up to Rosie's Place, a special there for me. For it's not a Richmond's meal and it isn't very healthy. It's greasy as hell and it'll be the end of me. Wild Waterfall. We played at the Bullet, we played at the Fox, and we drank a lot of cheer with Davy around. We sang the Irish Rover, so Fenians and Bridget were bringing up the rear. And then it's up to Rosie's Place, a special anthem. When we pull it each night, we still think it's funny, but over and over, the joke is on us three. We'll be right back. through the fall. With firefighters seething, well, he and the trapper were getting on with steam. An old man stood in, the captain barely breathing, and Murphy to drive him, they came and left the team. And then it's up to Rosie's place, a special FOB. Oh, no matter what you do, you'd never see him running, the home of the brave and the land of the free. And yes, it's up to Rosie's place, a special there for me. Oh, no matter what you do, you'd never see him running, the home of the brave and the land of the free.
That was the Larkin and Moran Brothers. This has been the Hooley's Hooley on 1240.
You can hear the Larkin and Moran Brothers Saturday and Monday at Gaelic Park for Irish Fest.
Thank you, Bill. This has been the first installment of the Hooley's Hooley at Fitzgerald's. Thank you, Fitzgerald's. Round of applause for you guys. Thank you very much. Want to thank our bartender, Marcus, doing a great job for everybody. Want to thank our announcer, Bud. Bud, thank you very much for being a part of the Hooley's Hooley this evening.
Thanks for having me, boys.
And I want to thank the Larkin brothers, Dan Larkin, Neil Sullivan, Larkin and Moran brothers. Dan Larkin, Neil Sullivan, Terry Moran, and Mike Larkin. Thank you, gentlemen. That
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Until next week, this has been the Hooley's Hooley live at Fitzgerald's. Hello. See you later. Goodbye.